Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Dude, I just watched this movie.
Oh my God.
2 nights ago.
Oh, straight up Vanilla Icing in here.
I'm telling you, it kills it in that movie, dude.
Every time. Okay, I got a couple emails about fears. Mm-hmm. And while it's fresh, I think this would be good. So we did get an email from Lori, Benny's old third grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I have a funny fear of Benny's. I love this. In the third grade, Benny was totally freaked out over mayonnaise.
Nice.
We couldn't talk about it in class. His mom said it couldn't be on the dinner table if you wanted him to eat.
Well, we know what the next Benny challenge is.
Oh, dude. Benny chugs mayonnaise. We got to see the most mayonnaise.
Well, just give him little packets. How many packets can you squeeze into your mouth?
Oh, God.
Oh, dude, that is, you know what? Lori is a fountain of knowledge on Benny. Yeah, I absolutely love it.
Love it.
We also did get another email from Bob. Not Bob.
Is it?
I have a fear of Hunter doing sports, especially during football season. Stick to talking about your bong, Bob.
Sweet Bob. Awesome, Bob. You know, I have a fear that I might not be able to hold back while beating Bob to death with his own arms.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Rip your arms off and beat you to death with them. Let's see here. So we have taxidermied animals or the shark story. Should we actually, you know that shark that got stolen?
Oh, yeah.
Cops caught the people.
Oh, did they?
They caught the people.
Nice. There you go.
Let's do the taxidermy one.
I like the taxidermy because, you know what? That's kind of a fear, too.
Yeah.
You ever been in a room full of
animals?
Animal heads?
Waiting for them to come back to life?
Oh, my God, dude. Looking around, I think that one winked at me.
It did. That moose wink at me? I don't know. Well, a woman named Mindy Marshall in Ohio is remodeling her house. And when she went to check in on it on Monday morning, she got a big surprise. Someone had broken in and stolen her radio. Oh, gotta hate thieves. They also, but other than stealing the radio, they rearranged all of her taxidermied animals.
Oh, my God, dude.
They moved a stuffed deer head in front of the door. They also moved a boar's head, and they took her stuffed raccoon and put a beer in its hands.
Nice.
I like this guy. The beer was also still cold, so Mindy realized that they must have just missed them. Basically, she's just confused on the whole thing. She had other valuables in the house that they could have grabbed, but it seemed like they spent all their time focused on rearranging her dead animals instead.
Excuse me, miss. I'm sorry to tell you, but the thief didn't move those. They moved came to by like, themselves.
That's the raccoon right there.
Oh, nice. Slamming a beer.
That raccoon's wasted. So I guess just be careful if you have taxidermied animals and a thief breaks in.
By the way, we are still looking for a deer head for the studio.
Oh, yeah, we are.
If anybody wants to donate a...
To be fair, though, I would actually take any taxidermied animal at this point because a raccoon chugging a beer...
would be pretty epic in the studio.
That would be that'd be our mascot, man, right there.
That's exactly what we need, a dead animal in the studio, stuffed and mounted.
And if anybody has a jackalope... I will take it. I will buy it from you.